This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Senior leaders from multiple political parties have stepped up the outreach efforts in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry as campaigning for the assembly elections in these regions enters its final day tomorrow. Polling 426 seats in Assam, 140 in Kerala and 30 seats in Puducherry will be held in a single phase on Thursday. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed two public meetings in Assam today. Addressing a rally at Hojai this afternoon, he reiterated that the development of every district and region of Assam remains a top priority for his party and the National Democratic Alliance. Mr. Modi alleged that Assam was deprived of development during the Congress's tenure and that the party worked primarily for its own interests.
Aaj BJP NDA Sarkar Dibrugarh ko phir se bahut bada hub bana rahi hai. Hum upari Assam ko Congress ki uparsha se bahar nikal rahe hain. Congress ke dashakon ke kushasan ne Assam ki connectivity ki koi chinta nahi ki. Bogibil bridge ho, Bhupen Hazarika setu ho, Jorhat Majuli setu ho, Brahmaputra aur anya nadiyon par ban rahe aise setu is kshetr ki connectivity ko nayi unchai par pahuncha rahe hain.
Earlier, Prime Minister Modi addressed an election rally at Borpeta. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed a public meeting at Lospet in Puducherry. Mr. Gandhi reaffirmed the Congress party's commitment to grant full statehood to Puducherry. In Kerala, on the penultimate day of campaigning, all 140 assembly constituencies in the state are busy with meetings and roadshows by senior leaders from various political parties. Maharashtra's Deputy Chief Minister and NCP leader Sunetra Ajit Pawar today filed the nomination papers from the Baramati Assembly by poll, necessitated due to the sudden death of the Deputy Chief Minister and NCP stalwart Ajit Pawar in a plane crash on 20th of January. Campaigning for by-election to the Pond Assembly constituency in Goa has intensified with major political parties stepping up outreach efforts across the constituency. The by-poll was necessitated following the death of Agriculture Minister and former Chief Minister Ravi Naik. Polling will be held on the 9th of this month with counting of votes scheduled for May 4th. Government today assured that there is sufficient stock of food grains in the country amid the West Asia conflict. Addressing the interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia, New Delhi, Additional Secretary for Department of Consumer Affairs Anupam Mishra said that there is no usual volatility in the prices of essential commodities. Joint Secretary in the Department of Food and Public Distribution, C. Shikha, said that the country has adequate buffer stock of both wheat and rice. The Minister of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare said summer sowing has been seen a strong growth this season with over 58 lakh hectares covered across the country as of 3rd of this month. It said rice has been sown over 30 lakh hectares while pulses cover 8 lakh hectares. The progress report released by the department shows that Sri Ann and coarse cereals were sown on nearly 11 lakh hectares. The area sown with oil seeds crossed over 7.74 lakh hectares. The government e-marketplace GEM has achieved a cumulative gross merchandise value GMV of over 18 lakh crore rupees, including crossing 5 lakh crore rupees GMV in the financial year 2025-26. Indian Railways has approved multiple projects worth 1,364 crore rupees to strengthen safety, signalling and communication infrastructure across its network. Minister of Railways said that the sanctioned works include provision of coverage on locomotives, expansion of optical fiber cable network and replacement of panel interlocking with electronic interlocking systems across various railway zones. Indian Railways has sanctioned provision of onboard coverage equipment for 232 locomotives in Southern Railway at a cost of over 200 crore rupees. Indian boxer Preeti Pawar downed Paris Olympics bronze medalist AGIM of Korea to storm into the final, while the seasoned Nikhat Zarin and Lovlina Borgohain bowed out of the Asian Boxing Championships at Ulaanbaatar in Mongolia today. Priya and Arundhati Chaudhary also notched wins in their respective semifinals, while World Championship medalist Pooja Rani and Ankushita Boro signed off with the bronze medals after losing the semifinals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.